you can get in a place,
Isaiah,
man,
chapter
where you
17
about
tonight.
All that stuff. I hear people say constantly, "Well, by God's grace, I'll never forget the day I got saved." I've heard them say that. And then go see
Isaiah 17.
I
always
love
to preach. I mean, I always
like
the chance to be able
saved
to preach.
Back then?
I kind of feel like the old prophet, you know, that
I guess
there's just like a fire inside of me.
You can
only sit for so long.
And
all the stuff gets built up and built up and built up, and then you just have to blow up. And of course, I mean, that's what happened this morning. That's why I was screaming
and
yelling.
And you can get in a spot where you forget God's grace. You forget about the fact that I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Very deeply stained within, sinking
to
rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, and from the waters lifted me. Now safe am I. Love lifted me, love lifted me. Make it sure, love lifted me. You can get to the point where you can't remember that anymore.
Isaiah chapter 17.
The old
and let's see, we'll start reading verse.
I can tell you now the time. I can take you
Isaiah
to the place where the Lord
17,
saved me by His wonderful
verse
grace.
7. At that day,
that right now,
shall a man look to his Maker.
902
and his eyes shall have
King
respect
Road, Seymour,
to the Holy One
37865.
I can. And he shall not look
to
the altar
right now.
The work
right
of his
now.
Hands. Neither
That's
shall
God
respect that which his fingers
Egypt's
have made,
bondage.
Either the groves
he brought me
or
out
the images.
Of sin. And he
in that day
pulled me up
shall
like
his
a brand
strong
from the
cities
fire.
Be as forsaken.
And he pulled me up,
bow or bow,
and he gave me his grace
and an
salvation.
Uppermost branch.
Can you remember
which
the
they
time
left
you got
because
saved?
Of the children of Israel? And
can you remember when God delivered you from the bondage
the
of sin and corruption
verse number 7
and filth
says,
and brought
that
you out
day,
of that nastiness and set your feet upon a rock
says,
and established
day,
your goings?
You back
can
up
you
to
remember
verse 4
that?
It says, in that day.
If
that's
you
a
can,
reference
praise
to
the Lord for it.
To the day of the Lord.
If you can,
and
you better check up and ask God about it.
The second Advent.
Find out what's going on
within
your life.
It takes in, because
it
they forgot
the tribulation
about God's period, the second Advent,
God's
and then after the second Advent. But it's
well.
In that same time
and
frame.
And they got in a place where they couldn't
and
remember
then look
the
at verse
fact
number 10.
They were delivered from
because
me.
Thou hast forgotten the
That's
God of thy salvation
and
hast not been mindful of the rock of thy strength.
Moses and against Aaron,
therefore shalt
and
thou plant pleasant plants.
Against God
and shalt
himself.
Set it with strange
Turn to 2
slips.
Corinthians chapter 1.
In the day shalt thou make thy plant to grow, and in the morning shalt thou make thy seed to flourish.
Chapter
but the
1.
Harvest
they forgot
shall
about
be
God's
a heap
goodness.
In the day of grief.
And they forgot about God's
and
grace.
Desperate sorrow. Sounds pretty rough, doesn't
I
it?
I believe you can get to the point.
Starts
where you
out in verse 10.
God's
he says, because
glorious
thou
word,
hast forgotten the God of thy
word.
Salvation.
Man, I'll tell you.
Because thou hast
we
forgotten
hours and days
the God of
and
thy salvation. Turn to Hosea.
Just preaching about the Bible. And about how
Isaiah,
it,
Jeremiah,
it really
Lamentations, Ezekiel,
this
Daniel,
book is
Hosea,
precious to me
Hosea 13,
because this is what got
Hosea
me saved.
13,
it was because of somebody that was willing to step out and say the light needs to be turned on.
Hosea
you're wrong,
chapter
you need
13,
to check up on it. And I checked up on it, and I got saved.
Now, Hosea 13:3 says, therefore they shall
be
as the
you.
Morning cloud,
but for me,
and as the early dew that passeth away, as the chaff that is driven
of the
with the
God.
Whirlwind
somebody
out of
told
the floor,
me about the
and as the smoke out of the chimney, yet I am the Lord thy God from the land of Egypt.
Somebody
and
told
thou
me
shalt
that.
Know no
said,
God but me,
and
for there is no Savior beside me.
Now,
just in case you didn't get that.
Just
God
walking
makes
along,
it plain.
Everything was wonderful.
There
and
is
somebody
no God,
said, hey,
but
wait
him.
A minute. And they pulled okay. the shades up, and the light shone in. And I said, man,
chapter 4,
something's
you'll read
wrong
about
with
the God
book
of
this I'm
world.
Reading. What's
so
that one
we
you
know
got?
That there are other
and I started
gods.
Reading. So this obviously
and something happened.
Means
life
there's
began
only
to come
one
off of these pages.
Now you may
God.
Think I'm a kook.
Paul
I am
said there is one Lord,
but
one
life
faith,
began
and one
to come
baptism.
Off,
well,
off of these pages.
Lords. There's many Lords.
And life began
faiths,
to come from here,
more than one
and it
baptism.
Began to show
there's
me things I had
baptism.
Never seen before.
So that means there's one
and this
real
book,
Lord.
The light from this
and
book and the
real
words from this book pierced
and
into
one
my soul
real baptism.
Like nothing else
nothing
had ever pierced. Listen, there was no
and
preacher
in this passage,
that ever preached
says,
to me
there is no
and showed me about the Word of God. I had one preacher come
I'm the only God there
was a kid. His name was J. Harold Smith.
Nobody else
Some of you old-timers remember him?
Boldly.
Anybody remember him? If you read through the Bible, go through about Isaiah chapter 43. He was an old evangelist preacher, he went into Southern Baptist churches
and you read through there, and you know what God does?
He brags. He'd get in there and preach. I mean, preach hard. He says, "I'm God, and there's dead, dried up Baptist sitting in there."
He says, "Look around. You guys see anybody else around here?
Preach hard too.
Anybody else around here that measures up to me?"
He had a message called God's Three Deadlines.
2 Kings chapter 17:18.
I got in there. Pretty serious.
You know how it is. You know, I got the prophets of Baal up there. You know, they're
13 years old.
And they're chanting and they're bringing all this stuff and they're
going on.
So saying all these different prayers, you know, and all this different kind of stuff. And
that wasn't
Elijah.
what I needed was salvation.
Hey, but I where's your God at?
And is he sleeping?
Many years
where's
later
he at?
I finally realized
he talks
I
like
need
God.
To be saved.
Because he knows who God is, and he knows that God is the only God there is.
God's glorious
so he can talk boldly.
That's why the writer of Hebrews said we can come boldly
within God's book are contained so many promises.
Before the throne to find grace to help in time of need.
We can come boldly to the Lord
for a purpose.
I don't have to worry about
purpose.
Because I come through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
I don't come through my own
for the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us,
God, I've been
even
good
by
today.
Me and Sylvanus
so
and Timotheus was not yea and nay, but in
the
him
the first thing
yea.
I say when
for
I get on
the
my knees is I say,
God,
in him
I come to you in the name of
and
of
in
the
him,
Lord
amen,
Jesus Christ.
Unto the glory of God
I come
by
to you
us.
In the
2
name
Peter
of the Lord
Jesus
Christ
and by his blood.
And that's how I come
chapter 1
to my Father.
Don't
and
forget
I can come
about
boldly
God's word.
To him because of
don't
that.
Don't forget about God's word.
Verse number 5, Hosea chapter 13, verse 2 5.
Peter,
I did know
1,
thee in the wilderness.
Talking about
verse
the
number
children
2. Grace
Israel
and peace be multiplied unto
in the
you
land
through the knowledge
great
of God
drought.
And Jesus our Lord.
That's
according
Exodus
to his
chapter
15, 16.
Given unto
according
us
to
all
their pasture,
pertain unto
so
life,
were they filled.
And godliness.
They were filled.
For the knowledge of him.
Remember how God took care of them and God filled them?
Whereby
they were
are
filled,
given unto us
and their heart was exalted
and precious
therefore
promises
have they
forgotten
that
by these
me.
You might be partakers
God
of the
took
divine
care of
nature,
his people.
So on and so forth.
He fed them with
they
manna.
Forgot about God's
he fed them with quail.
And they forgot
I mean,
about
he
God's
made
grace.
Sure
and
that
I believe
they were
forgot
full.
About God's
he made
promises
sure that they had plenty of food
what did
to
God
eat
promised
in a land
of
great drought?
He said, I'm going to bring
you. He gave
them
water from the
rock. Fathers.
Listen, that must have been good water.
Milk and honey.
I've had some pretty good spring water, but I'll bet you that was the best taste of water anybody on this earth has ever had. Because
I've got something waiting on you.
And
God,
God
promised him that.
Moses hit
God
that rock
told
and water
that,
gushed
spoke
out.
That through
pure
Moses.
Water.
And he told him,
and God
going
took
to
care
go
of
this land. The land
and
of Canaan
because
is your
of that,
homeland.
They didn't
you're
have any trouble.
There. Things were taken
and
care
they
of.
Forgot
so
about
what
they that.
Do.
And that's
they
why they got in the wilderness and
God.
Started griping and complaining.
They forgot God.
Because they looked back at all the things that they used to have.
Jeremiah chapter 2.
Why don't we have this anymore?
Jeremiah chapter 2.
I think one of the biggest problems... I think one
they
of the biggest problems
they had sorrows multiplied
of
they had
the world today,
oh
of our country today,
that's
of
nasty.
Our church today, and of
links
each individual
and
Christian
God's
today, I think the biggest problem that
God's
they have is
with,
they forget about
quail.
God.
Anybody ever had quail
they
before?
Don't include God
I haven't
in
ever
their
had
plans.
It, but from what I understand,
they try to make their own plans. They try to make their own choices. They try to do things on their own. And it never works out in their own power. It never, ever works out in their own power. It never works out. Listen, you can devise any plan you want. You can try to make it work. Without God, it's not going to prosper the way that it needs to prosper.
This book.
If God tells you to do something, you do it. But don't do it in your own power. Do it in the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do it in the power of the Spirit.
On their coffee
and it'll work out the way that it needs to work out. Now, that may not work out
the
way that you think it's going to work.
Open it up.
But God will always take care of it.
Never open it up.
And that's our biggest problem is we forget about God.
Should
we leave him off to the side. We give him the leftovers like we do the dogs.
Gotta be getting inside of this
and
thing.
And it's like, you know, you get up in
great and
I don't know, every time you get up in the morning, you get up, you live your life, you know, you think, well,
man,
you know, all right, I'm gonna get up out of bed today,
every,
I'm gonna go to work, so you can get up and you give him one
watch,
of these real
every movie you watch the
half hearted quick prayers. Thank you, Lord, for the day. Now help me to have a good day at work. Amen.
Good guy,
and you
guy.
Go off and
good guy
you know,
comes in.
You're working, you're
bad
doing your business, things
everybody
are going great, wonderful, and all this kind of stuff. And it seems
and
like things are working out just wonderful.
And, takes her and, they leave
and you have a good day at work, you come home and have supper and visit with the family a little bit and do whatever work you need to do. And then you all right, Lord, thank you for the good day. Thanks a lot. Good night. And then you go to bed and it just seems like So
this
many
is
people
the only
do that on a regular basis.
Right now that is worth
and then
anything.
One day the bottom falls out.
I know you got a lot of
and
stuff.
And then they're thinking, what do I do
this
now?
Is the only
what do I do
we
now? Well, you're not
anything.
In a habit of speaking
I've
to God
told this to many people, but when our house
in a
burned,
real prayer,
I got out of
so you don't know what to do, and you forget
this Bible
God.
That I have in my hand.
Truth be known, you forgot him way back there.
I have a Hoffman Bible, and I love
whatever everything was going great.
A lot.
That's when you need to remember God.
But for some reason, I can't let go of this old Bible that I had.
And I think that's one of our biggest problems. Jeremiah chapter 2.
This is the only possession that I came out of.
Jeremiah chapter 2. Look in verse number 31. O generation,
I don't have the underwear no more.
See ye the word of the
and
Lord.
I ain't got the socks.
Have I been a wilderness unto Israel?
I came out
a
of
land
it
of
a
darkness.
Uniform that didn't
wherefore say
to
my
me.
People, we are lords.
And this.
We will come no
that's
more
it.
Unto thee.
Every,
can a maid forget her ornaments or a bride her
left.
Attire?
And I'm
yet
thankful to God that he let me keep
have
this.
Forgotten me.
I just got done taking
days without
gorilla
number.
Glue.
Keep your place in Jeremiah.
And putting the binding back on it where it had fallen apart.
I just can't let go of it for some reason. Because it's a precious book.
We live in a time when...
It is such a precious book. I've had
people
give me
a
brand new Bibles since then.
And I've said,
thank
you very
much. It says there,
can a maid forget her ornaments or a bride her
attire?
And I've tried to carry them, but I can't carry them.
Such a wicked place today.
Because this one is precious
to me. That women forget their children.
Fallen asleep on top of this one.
I've woke up with drool in the middle of it from where I've been reading and fell asleep.
I've woke up with my face flashing on the side of it.
Ladies,
I fell asleep reading this Bible one time whenever we lived in Florida.
Let's see, Romans chapter 1.
I don't know how it happened, but I fell asleep while I was studying and reading one night late, and Bridget left me in the chair.
Look at verse number.
And I woke up. It had an arm on it, and I woke up.
Backbiters,
haters
of God,
despiteful,
proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding.
My
covenant
dead.
Breakers.
I mean, literally
look at this
dead.
Next one. Without
when I went up to shake Dr. Ruckman's hand
affection.
Whenever I finally graduated and got done,
affection.
I had to go,
ladies, what's a natural affection?
Do you have
and
a
I still had a brace on.
To your children?
Because I fell asleep.
Do you have natural affection to your children?
Great,
do you have natural affection
promises.
To your mother?
Man, this is such a good book.
Do you have
book.
Natural affection to
it's
your family
such a good
members?
Book.
We live
the
in such a
to
time
every
that
question
Romans 1 says
in your life
that the people
right
are
within
without
these pages.
Natural
I don't
affection.
Care how young you are.
I was talking to
a teenager.
This guy from
I don't care if you're a toddler. I don't care if you're middle-aged.
I, really
I don't care if you're old. I don't care what
in,
you are.
I'm
man, woman, boy, or girl.
I didn't even
every
know they had this.
Answer
but
to
they have
every question
fire
you need is right here.
They have a box.
The trouble is
to where
nobody wants
if
to get
a young mother has a baby,
if you just
and
read.
She doesn't want the baby,
just read.
She can take the baby,
Pastor just got
put it in this
week.
Box at the
just
fire
read.
Department.
Just
and when
read.
This box
just
is opened, the alarm
I mean,
goes off.
You don't okay? have to sit down
so
and
that the
rack
ambulance
your brain
crews
and try
know
to think, okay.
I've got to get down
the references for that verse.
I mean, these boxes are heated.
Just,
they're,
just read it.
You know, they got
if
blankets and pillows and stuff in there nice and soft.
Something will hit you.
Something will make sense. Just keep reading. Just keep reading.
It was... Maybe like
don't
a week
forget
and a half
God.
Ago.
That's
said,
what
the strangest
happened
thing happened.
Last
of Israel,
night,
they forgot
one of those
whatever
God,
they call it boxes went
off.
So we had to go down to
the wicked shall be turned
to the local
into
fire station to find out what was
me.
Going on.
And sure enough,
and all the nations,
there was a little baby, a brand new baby
God.
In there. And so they
don't
got it out,
our nation
took care of it,
God.
Took it to the hospital.
Don't let your
don't
family
know where parents are at.
Nothing.
Don't
and
let
it's legal to do that these
God.
Days. I mean, they
don't
have put boxes at fire departments
God.
that are spaced around
basis
just in case you have a baby and don't want it.
The song
my
says,
goodness gracious,
heart,
I sure am glad that my mother didn't forget me when
don't
I was
forget.
Born.
Don't forget where God
aren't you glad your mother right, didn't lay you off to the side and say, I don't think I want you? Ezekiel chapter 16,
Father,
whenever God found Israel, he said that I found
I you
God, in the shame of thy nakedness in an open field, none I pitied thee.
To live in that goodness
and he paints
in
a picture as a small
ever,
baby
ever,
that's
ever
just been born, that hasn't been washed, it's still got the fluids all over it, and it's been cast out to the field.
Have room for you.
Thank God that God didn't forget me. Thank God that he didn't forget you.
Families.
But how often do we forget him? And leave him off to the side.
To be bold witnesses
and don't do
you.
What we need
help
to be doing
to get
with
out of
him.
Here and try to win
I mean, listen, we got 24 hours in a day.
And not and
24
not
hours in a day. We all got the same amount of time.
To take that
right?
same grace and
I know we're busy.
Else.
I know we got things
bless
going
our pastor
on.
And get him home
I know we get tired from time to time.
And
what time do you get up to go to work in the morning? 5:30? 5 o'clock? 6 o'clock? 6:30?
Thank you for it.
Get up 15 minutes earlier and spend some time with God before you start your day.
You say, preacher, you just don't know how tired I am.
Oh, sure, I do.
I've been there before. I've been there. Spend time with him. Don't forget about him. Don't forget about him. Turn back in Jeremiah chapter 3. Jeremiah chapter 3. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 21. A voice was heard upon the high places, weeping and supplications of the children of Israel, for they have perverted their way, and they have forgotten the Lord their God. They have forgotten the Lord their God. Jeremiah 13. Jeremiah 13. Jeremiah 13, verse number 23. Can the Ethiopian change his skin or the leopard his spots? Michael Jackson did. Ah, ha, ha, that was funny. Then may ye also do good that are accustomed to do evil. Therefore will I scatter them as the stubble that passeth away by the wind of the wilderness. This is thy lot, the portion of thy measures for me, saith the Lord, because thou hast forgotten me and trusted in falsehood. Jeremiah chapter 18. Jeremiah 18, verse number 14. Jeremiah 18, 14. Start in verse 13, I'm sorry. Jeremiah 18, 13. Therefore thus saith the Lord, ask ye now among the heathen, who hath heard such things? The virgin of Israel hath done a very horrible thing. Will a man leave the snow of Lebanon, which cometh from the rock of the field? Or shall the cold flowing waters that come from another place be forsaken? Because my people have forgotten me, they have burned incense to vanity, and they have caused them to stumble in their ways from the ancient paths, to walk in paths in a way not cast up, to make their land desolate and a perpetual hissing. Everyone that passeth thereby shall be astonished and wag his head. Father, bless your word tonight. Thank you for it. I pray, Lord, you to have free course and glorify your word here. In Jesus' name, amen. Figured I'd pray before I got too far into this thing. Amen. That's the biggest problem we have, is the fact that we forget God. We leave him off to the side. When you look at all these passages that I just read about leaving God to the side and not remembering God, they all have to do with the children of Israel. And when you read through there, there's one thing throughout Scripture that has just puzzled me all these years. And it's always how the nation of Israel began with such great, miraculous wonders and signs and wonderful things that God did for His people. Listen, they were in bondage. We covered that Thursday night, Exodus. They were in bondage. I mean literal bondage. They were... They had taskmasters over them, whipping them, beating them. I mean, they were forced to work. They were slaves, okay? That's true oppression we talked about Thursday night. That's real stuff. And God brought them out of that with not just, you know, he just kind of changed the king's heart and said, okay, let them go. And then Pharaoh said, okay, go ahead and leave. But God brought them out with miracles that nobody else has ever seen. I mean, great things. God provided so much for them. And they got out of Israel. And not only did God get them out of Israel, but when they left, the people of Egypt were giving them things, saying, please leave. Please leave, because we want you out. You're a curse to us. And they were giving them all of their stuff, possessions, giving their stuff to the children of Israel, saying, please get out, because we don't want you here anymore. And they left, the Bible says, with a high hand. Anybody know what a high hand is? Anybody in here play cards? Anybody play poker? That's called a high hand. You got the winning hand, man. You got it. You got the ace in the hole. You're ready to go. You're going to take them all. And that's how the children of Israel left Egypt, with a high hand. They had it. They had everything they needed. So they go out there and they start wandering around. They get up there next to the Red Sea and they say, what are we going to do now? And then Moses takes his rod, holds it up, and they literally watched the Red Sea part. Yeah. Has anybody ever seen a wind strong enough to make the sea part here? Has anybody ever seen the Peterson's Lake Park part? I've never seen it. Has anybody ever watched a river stand up as in heap, the Bible says?
Has anybody ever watched the depths of the sea congeal together and stand up as a heap? Anybody ever seen that? That's a miracle. If we saw that today, we'd all faint. We'd pass out. Oh my God, what is that? But there was such a vehement wind that came across that thing. God parted those waters. And it ain't just soppy, soupy ground. It was dry ground. I mean, like a drought for 2 months. I mean, these people walked along there and walked right. That's a miracle, folks. That's how their nation began. And it wasn't just a couple of pages later in the Bible. What are they doing? Complaining and griping. Why did they do that? Because they forgot who it was that got them out of that mess in the first place. If He's delivered me before, then He can deliver me now. They didn't think that way. They thought, I want, I want, I want. And they forgot that it was God that got them out of that mess. Have you ever been guilty of forgetting God got you out of a mess? I have. Every single day of my life, I forget, hey, wait a minute. God's already got me out of a mess like this before, and He'll get me out of it again. It gets old sometimes, but it gets you out every time, every single time. They had a problem. They had a problem. And God says, they forgot me. They forgot me. I think that, number one, they forgot God's goodness of how good God really was. David said in the Psalms, he said, God is good. It doesn't matter what our circumstances are like. That is an attribute of God. Just like God is holy, God is just, God is righteous, God is good. That's God. Even when things look bad in our life, God's still good. When you bury a loved one, God's still good. Amen? When you lose your job, God's still good. When you don't have money to pay the bills, God's still good. When you don't have food to eat, God's still good. He doesn't change. God doesn't change because of our circumstances. God's attributes are still God's attributes. He is who He is. And He is good. And He's worth serving. The old song says, He's made the good times outnumber the bad. He's been the best friend I've ever had. Amen. I've had times when I thought things were rough. But the majority of memories I have throughout my life are good memories. They're good memories. Jacob said, the years of my life have been many, and evil are the days thereof. Oh, I've had a hard life. Not me, buddy. Not me. My life's been good. Even in the days that I was lost, my life was still good. God took care of me, and He sheltered me. Listen, there are many times that I can look back. There's two different times throughout my life. I mean, definite, distinct times that I can look back on knowing of, 100% sure I should have been dead. And there's a lot more times, but I could take you to the literal place today. I could drive you to it and said, right there, I should have been dead. One time I should have had a bullet in the back of my head, and I didn't have it. The other time I should have had a shotgun blast right in the face, and I didn't have it. I was a lost man when that happened. I was lost. Lost. That was before I ever got saved. If I'd have died, I'd have been in hell right now for about 21 years. Can you imagine 21 years in hell fire? No, you can't. No, you can't. You know what that is? That's a display of God's goodness. That's God's goodness. Listen, He makes it rain on the just and the unjust. Whenever your crops are getting rain, the lost man's crops are getting rain too. Thank God, man. He's good. He's good. God's good. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men, David said. He's good. And we forget the fact that God's good. It's not all bad. God's good. He's good. And His goodness endureth forever. Deuteronomy chapter 31. Turn back to Deuteronomy chapter 31. Deuteronomy chapter 31. Coming down to the end of
Moses' life, Joshua's getting ready to take over. He's getting ready to take over, and Moses is talking to him. And Moses writes a song. It's called the Song of Moses. Deuteronomy chapter 31. And let's look in, let's see, verse number 20. For when I shall have brought them into the land which I swear unto their fathers, that floweth with milk and honey, and they shall have eaten and filled themselves and waxen fat, then will they turn unto other gods and serve them and provoke me and break my covenant. And it shall come to pass when many evils and troubles are befallen them that this song shall testify against them as a witness, for it shall not be forgotten out of the mouths of their seed, their children, for I know their imagination which they go about even now before I have brought them into the land which I swear. And then it says, Moses therefore wrote this song. And as you go through chapter 31 and then chapter 32 and chapter 33, you finally get down to the end of Moses' life. And then Moses gives Joshua a charge and he talks to him. Listen, sometimes you need somebody to tell you, look, it's going to get rough, but listen, God's still good. Look at what he did for us back here. And he has to remind Joshua of what's happened, okay? So that Joshua doesn't forget God's goodness. And it's easy to forget God. Listen, it's easy to live a life of gloominess and darkness, isn't it? It's easy to sit in the house and go, woe is me. Woe is me. But it's hard to get up and say, hey, God's still good. I'm going to praise him anyways. I'm going to praise him anyway. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, what did they do? Jumping and dancing and leaping in the fiery furnace. Why? Because they knew somebody was in there with them. And they didn't have to worry about it. Listen, they knew that God was good. They knew God was good. Listen, when the armies came back and David danced before the Lord, you know why he was dancing? Because God was good. He knew that God was good. So he's dancing, he's leaping, he's praising God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you've done for us. Thank you for this great deliverance that you've brought to us. Whenever the children of Israel came out of Egypt, they sang a song. Moses had a song, and they sang a song. Praise the Lord, for he's good. Amen. His mercy endureth forever. God's good. That's just God. It's just him. He's God, and he's good. He's good. And they forgot about his goodness. God's goodness is needed in our lives for us to realize how good God is. Romans chapter 2. I thought about this verse when I was getting this thing together. Romans chapter 2, verse 3 says, and thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things and doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Or despisest thou the richest of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? Man, God's goodness will lead you to repentance. The older you get and the longer you live as a Christian, you start to understand, boy, God sure is merciful to me. Boy, God sure has put up with me a whole lot. Boy, God sure is good. And you know what that causes you to do? It causes you to fall in love with Jesus Christ again and say, thank you. And really mean it. I mean, really mean it. You just need to go to the, you just need to get a little bit of age behind you. And then you'll realize how good God's been to you. And you look at your life and it'll cause you to repent toward God and say, thank you. And I'm sorry for being such a jerk for so many years. And it leads you to repentance. God's goodness leads you to repentance. Turn to 2 Peter. They forgot about God's goodness. They forgot His goodness. Forgot His goodness. I believe that's one of the biggest things that they had to suffer with, was forgetting God's goodness. 2 Peter chapter 1. I believe they forgot His grace. It's different. God's goodness and God's grace is two different things. God's grace is putting up with you when you're a wretch and letting you get by with it. His goodness is just God. That's just God's attribute. He's good. He takes care of us. He takes care of you. They forgot His goodness, but they also forgot His grace. If you're not careful, as a saved person, you'll forget about God's grace. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9 says, for by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. If you're not careful, you'll live your life in such a fashion to where you'll forget about God's grace in salvation. You'll forget about it. And you'll forget where you came from. And you'll forget what it was like to live in Egypt. And you'll forget what it was like to be in bondage to the world. And you're going to forget that one of these days. You're going to forget that. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 8. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. You say, can I get in a position where I forget about when I got saved? You sure can. You sure can. You quench the Holy Spirit, and you quench the Holy Spirit, and you quench the Holy Spirit, and you'll get in a position where you can forget about the fact that you got saved.